offers landlords and tenants trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the program. We're live. We're national. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. People probably think that's shtick. I swear to you, I just draw blanks on that number. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys, hoping you'll join us on our late night national town hall conversation. Most people don't have work tomorrow, so I'd love to know what you think on just about anything, including what we're talking about. And we're going to talk about Elon Musk tonight. We're going to talk about the importance of mental health. And we're also going to talk about the growth of AI, the explosive growth of AI, and what it means in so many different ways. And of course, I want to give you some news here because there's lots going on right now. There's a small plane that has crashed. Again, it's being reported as a small plane, but, you know, I learned from 9/11 that they also reported that as a small plane. Multiple homes are on fire in Philadelphia, and we've got a report on this. Listen to this.
We heard from officials this plane took off. They believe it was a medical plane that was heading to Missouri, takes off on a normal flight path. They said the weather was okay. Within 30 seconds, the thing's on fire. A small plane crashing there, coming right down, we're told, onto a shopping mall. Some of the witnesses are saying this plane came right down. This is about 3 miles away from the airport. One of the reports I was reading, though, that I thought was interesting is this guy says he's sitting at his home in Mayfair when he heard what he said was a loud bang and his entire house started shaking. So that's how powerful this thing was. We say it's a small aircraft, but it's still an aircraft, and it was probably full of fuel because it had just taken off. He said it felt like an earthquake. He goes and checks his security camera footage, wondering what's going on out there in Philly. He says it looked like a missile coming down, a large explosion.
Well, there you have it. It looked like a missile coming down. There's no reports of any fatalities as of yet. At least I haven't seen any or any casualties, any injuries, anything. But as we get more information on that, I'll let you know what's going on. And I want to also let you know about this other story that I saw here. And this came out last night, and it was something I wanted to learn a little bit more about. Excuse me. this group of trans cult people. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the New York Post has something on this, and we have a little audio that I want you to hear on this, and then I'll give you the scoop. Oh, we don't. We don't have audio. Forgive me. And this this group is called the Zizian Vegan Trans Cult, and they're somehow related to the shooting death of a Border Patrol agent on the Canadian border, on the U.S. side. Very interesting stuff right here. So this happened around January 20th. Federal law enforcement was surveilling a German national named Felix Ophelia Buchholz and a student from the University of Washington named Teresa Milo Consuelo Youngblut. And they were at a motel in Lindenville, Vermont. And this is how the whole thing ultimately goes down. So it's a convoluted story here. But when law enforcement visited them, this pair of people, this couple, they claimed to be looking at the property in the area and promptly checking out of the motel on January 14th. Then on Inauguration Day, Border Patrol agent David Mallon stopped their car in Coventry, Vermont. Youngblut allegedly shot at Mailand, who was killed, and the border agents returned fire, killing Buchholz. Youngblut, and that's not Youngblood, that's Youngblut, Youngblut, is in custody. So now the authorities are saying that the guns used by Youngblut and Buchholz are owned by a person of interest in other murders and connected to a mysterious cult of transgender, quote-unquote, geniuses who follow a trans leader named Jack Lasota, also known by the alias Ziz. Buchholz was a biological male who identified as trans and used feminine pronouns. He was an award-winning youth math genius from Freiburg, Germany, who later graduated from the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. In 2021, he was hired as a quantitative trader at Tower Research, and that's in New York. It's believed that Buchholz was in the U.S. on an H-1B visa. The Department of Justice says he was armed in the car and tried to aim his firearm before being shot dead. The woman, Youngblut, who's accused of firing the surprise shots that killed the Air Force veteran, Border Patrol officer, was injured in the return fire. She is a biological female who identifies as trans and lists her pronouns as Z, Zem, and Zers. At least that's what she does on social media. Youngblut, or Miss Youngblut, was a University of Washington student studying computer science. Youngblut graduated from the prestigious and woke North Seattle private institution, and it's called Lakeside School, and guess who else went there? Bill Gates. These people are cranking out geniuses. Youngblut's family had reported her missing to Seattle police back in May of 2024. Her family said she was in a controlling relationship and cut off all contact. According to the police report, that's the latest that they've got. Her social media account on Blue Sky shows that she followed some Antifa-aligned far-left accounts. In November of 24. She filed a marriage application with a 22-year-old Lakeside alumnus named Maximilian Bentley Snyder. Man, these people have the most interesting names. So now last week, Snyder, who is a computer science whiz himself from a wealthy Seattle family, he was arrested in Vallejo, California, for the murder of an elderly key witness that was set to testify in an upcoming attempted murder trial against alleged members of this trans extremist group. Right? It's hard to keep up with this story. Now, the arrest has revealed that previously hidden and close associations between Youngblut, Buchholz, and this cult are now linked to all four of these killings. So this cult is known as the Ziz cult. Jack Lasota, a.k.a. Ziz, and they call themselves Zizans, or Zizians. I'm not sure the pronunciation on that. but they are a cult of highly educated trans-vegan rationalists. Not making it up. You would think this is The Onion. The transgender leader of the group, who's posted about transhumanism and other topics. Some followers say Lasota is dead, but that seems to be a plot to avoid authorities. Lasota used the name Andrea Phelps. Wow. And again, I'm going to tweet this out just so that you guys can see this at Rich Valdez with an S on X, because I got to tell you, seeing's believing, and reading this story will open your eyes. This is a wild story. So we'll be tapping into that story as we move forward and getting your reaction to this trans-vegan cult of computer science wizards that are killing people, including law enforcement and witnesses. We'll keep you up to speed on this small aircraft that went down in Philly. There's some ring video on a house, and it's like a ball of fire, and then it bang.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bot, or North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Enjoy Magazine and find out what's going on here in the North State with a variety of articles and discussions about things to do and places to see right here in Northern California. That's Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Seven to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Well, Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company till midnight, 1 a.m. in some areas. If your station's not carrying the coveted third hour of the program, open phones across America, make sure you get at those program directors and get them to take the show. But I want to play a clip for you because it's Elon Musk. And Elon Musk took on a battle for free speech right during the midst of this 2024 election and slightly before, and then subsequently purchased Twitter after they canned Jack Dorsey. And voila, enter the Twitter files, right? Matt Taibbi and other journalists that began to work with Musk to uncover all of the shenanigans that were going on there. And I guess my question is, was this a genius move by Elon Musk? Was it hubris? Was it courage? Did he know the impact? Was it just self-preservation? Was it the preservation of free speech? All of the above? I'm not sure. But somebody who's written the book on Elon Musk is our buddy Dennis Neal, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say about it. Dennis Neal, welcome back, sir.
Hello, Rich. It's so good to talk to you, man. I just love how well you're doing in your show, and I have had such a great week with the debut this week on Tuesday of my book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. And for a guy who wants to save the world, boy, he sparks a certain amount of hate, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's quite the firebrand, and I want you to get into the book a little bit with us and tell us, you know, what you think about his move buying Twitter and everything else that you've kind of gleaned in your research for this. Dennis Neal, again, is the host of the podcast What's Bugging Me, and he's also the author of the brand new book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. It's out this week, so make sure you get a copy of it and check out his website, DennisNeal.com. Now, Dennis Neal, what do you say? Is this brains or balls? What Elon Musk is doing?
You know, it's both. There is this, let's remember, he first went to court trying to drop his bid for the company, because after he first bid $44 billion, I think it was $54 a share, all tech stocks took a plunge. So back in 2022, he tried to get out of it. And then this liberal judge in Delaware, a chancery court judge, says, no, screw it. You got to go through with it. So then he buys Twitter, X, you know, and so he didn't want to do it, but he went ahead. And then once you're going to do it, though, as long as you're going to do it, then go balls out and dive in. And that's what he did. And all the media, Rich, said he's breaking Twitter. There's a book by that title. He's destroying Twitter. It's going to be nothing. And cut to 2 years later, and let's face it, X is the most important media platform and the freest media platform in the world. They just announced this week, Rich, Visa will start bankrolling all of the X payments. You can send your friend or some fan or some account you want, anyone, you can send them or a bill pay. You're going to be able to send on X. And it's something he's had in mind for 20 years. So once he did buy it, he decided to go all in. Now, one thing that was less expected, though, is to side with Trump the way he did. And most CEOs of a publicly held company wouldn't do that. You're going to turn off half the audience when you hope to sell your products to 100% of the audience. And yet he did it because he was afraid for America. He's an adopted citizen.
And you know, Dennis Neal, just to say, I don't think he lost half the audience. He probably lost just a fraction, if any.
Well, I mean, you know, Trump won maybe 51% of the vote, but that means he lost 49% of it. And so,
no, I don't mean Trump. I mean
Elon
Musk.
Musk is aligning himself with Trump, and thereby, you know, threatening his brand. But he did it because he really feared that we were truly disappearing into that woke mind virus, right? And he wanted to stop that from happening. And really, it's a double impact, right? Because number one was, oh, wow, this big billionaire is supporting this guy and getting on stage and raving for him. That's one thing. But when he freed up that platform X to no longer censor the voices of literally thousands of conservatives, thereby violating the First Amendment rights of millions of Americans who had a right to hear those conservatives, you know, once that happened, I think he just decided, boom, he's got to get involved.
So fast forward to your research on this book and how you went about doing it, because I'm very curious to know. I know we spoke about it briefly when we met up in the city that time, but I want the audience to know. Tell us the level of research you went into to put this book together and what you had to do to get this information.
Well, I was lucky enough that the HarperCollins editor, Eric Nelson, called me with an idea. That's where the book came from. And it embarrasses me that I didn't think this up. I've been a journalist, a business journalist, for 30 years, right? But he sent me this email and he said, might you know of some smart business writer somewhere who could do some kind of management book on Elon Musk? And I kind of raised my hand. I said, yeah, I could do that. And I spent a weekend on it, and I realized suddenly I came up with lessons that I feel he operates by, but lessons that we could use in our own life. And so I started diving in, and I did like research on the past 10 or 20 years of what he's been doing, everything he said, interviews. There's so much there now online at your fingertips. It's just amazing what you can find out. All the video, all the transcripts, and you really come up.
Listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Yeah, no, there was massive government interference in Twitter, but like Twitter welcomed it. That's important. All Twitter welcomed it. All Twitter was controlled by far left activists.
Yeah.
So, they welcomed the government interference. The government, like, they're paid by the government for it.
That's crazy. They got paid for their time, correct?
Yeah, they got paid millions of dollars for suppressing information.
So it's like build
time. And a bunch of it was like flat out illegal. Like the FBI had this sort of magic portal into the Twitter system, but all of the communication in that sort of in this portal was auto deleted after 2 weeks, which breaks federal FOIA laws. So we didn't even know what was said because it was all deleted after 2 weeks.
That's Elon Musk and a conversation he had with Joe Rogan upon buying Twitter and releasing the Twitter files. And again, welcome back, America. Rich Valdez back live here. We had a little deep state interference. I didn't know who was who, where was what, but we're back. You say a few nice things about Elon Musk and the deep staters come to get you and try to interrupt the airwaves. But we're back, and you can't keep a good man down. Dennis Neal is back with us. He's the host of the What's Bugging Me podcast, as well as the author of the book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. And Dennis, I want to pick up where we left off, where you were explaining what the process was like and who you interviewed to get the information for this terrific book.
Yeah. And so once I got the idea, thanks to the editor, Eric Nelson at HarperCollins, and I started researching Elon, I suddenly realized that, you know, you're not just doing the year or two of research, et cetera, into the guy. You're also you know, banking off your entire career. You know, 30 years I've been interviewing and covering business and interviewing billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Larry Ellison. And so you're judging Elon in that pantheon. I mean, I interviewed a guy who went with Elon to Moscow 20 years ago. He squired Elon there to try to buy rockets from the Russians. Walter Isaacson tells the story in two paragraphs, famously, where the Russian engineer spit on Elon's shoes. My guy, James Cantrell, though, you know, goes into it deep, talks about Elon and his friend Adeo waking up terribly hungover the morning after when they had gone to a bar that James Cantrell had told them not to go to. And of course, they ended up having to pay hundreds of dollars to Russian agents, and they were taking a lovely lady back to their hotel when it happened. It was a big setup. So there's some good stuff like that. But when you look at Elon, you start going after these lessons and the lessons that guide him and that we could use to build a better life for ourselves. I actually finally, in all of my wooing of Elon, trying to interview him, trying to have a conversation with him, he responded to one email, to his private email address. And he merely said, cool, I'll pass. I think I pretty much have said all I have to say about everything. Of course, after that, he went on a torrent of public appearances campaigning for Trump. So he just didn't want to talk to me. But I'm dying to know, Rich, what he thinks of my 11 lessons, because they're really good. They capture him. He dreams huge and spends decades pursuing it. That's one of the lessons. He works harder than everyone else because most people are loafers. That's another lesson. He bets on himself, but he doubles down. When he made his first, like, I don't know, $20, $30 million score, you can live the rest of your life on that and stop right there. You're not even 30 yet. But he took half of it and bet it on a new company that he named X. He then merged with PayPal, got kicked out of the company, never let go of that dream of X, the everything app, bought back X.com from PayPal, finally, like 17 years later, and then ends up buying Twitter and renaming it X, and then just this week announces Visa-backed payments to anyone else on X. He's doing what he wanted to do 20 years ago, and he never let go of that site.
Pretty remarkable idea, and it's interesting to see how it's coming to fruition. Dennis Neal is our guest. He's the host of the podcast, What's Bugging Me, and the author of the new book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. Now, I want to get your take on some more practical political matters regarding Musk. He's become a firebrand in the media. I think he was a darling of the media, kind of like Trump, right? They liked him a lot until he liked Trump. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you know, no more, no bueno. This guy's bad news, and I think the people now love him more than ever. I think a lot of people are big fans of Elon Musk, but the media not so much.
Yeah, the media just detest him, don't they? They fear him, and they envy him. And it just, you know, he gets the media to bare their claws by driving them crazy, and they show just how biased they are, how brutal they are, and that's exactly what Trump does. These two men share a lot of traits, and I think they came together because of that old saying, Rich, right? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And these two guys are hated by some of the same people. And they both share another trait. I feel like that we are raised to be modest, to detest egotism, to not want to brag on ourselves, and we are trained to dislike anyone who does. Well, these two guys wear their egos on their sleeve. They talk the talk, and then they walk the walk, and I think a lot of us resent them for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And tell me what you think about Doge. A lot of people are somewhat critical of what's going on with
yeah.
Doge and, you know, the
I don't know.
Plan
yeah.
to
how
get
can
there.
They possibly how can anyone possibly be critical of an effort to cut back on spending the dollars that come solely from taxpayers' pockets? I mean, how can that ever be a bad thing? Number one. Number two, they say, he says he's going to cut spending by $2 trillion. He can't do that. He'll never cut it by $2 trillion. We now spend $7 trillion a year. If we can actually even cut it by half that, $1 trillion, it would be unbelievable. What Doge has done is without actually yet achieving a single concrete thing,
It has changed the conversation. It suddenly has government spending and trying to cut it among the biggest topics being discussed. I haven't heard any discussion of that in years, not in a decade or more. But finally, we're talking about it because of DOGE. And if he doesn't get to $2 trillion, so be it. If he gets to half that, that's far, far more cuts than we ever would have had otherwise. And he and Trump both do that. You aim for huge, huge goals that you then miss. And the media says you missed it, but you got 150% farther than you ever would have otherwise.
You know, I that's exactly what I was telling somebody. I think I had a caller the other day with an interesting statement similar to that. And that's what I said. I said, look, you know, I don't care if he says $2 trillion, $3 trillion, whatever. The bottom line is it's going to be more than we've done in the past. And he felt like it was a disingenuous approach. My thinking is, you know, you shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you're amongst the stars, right?
There you go. That's exactly the approach to it. And my gosh, have you seen some of the details now coming out that they are unearthing from DOGE? Did you see the headline? Actually, I don't even know if it made a headline because the liberal media would stay away from it. $50 million in condoms being sent to Gaza.
Yeah, I heard that headline. I've been having a blast with that headline all week.
Where the members of Hamas are trying to have as many babies as possible. Yeah, we'll send $50 million. I mean, that's just... I saw some other smarter person's post on X. They said, that's just money laundering. And then I saw someone else say, no, actually, you could use the condoms and turn them into some kind of bomb or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Either way, what a waste. How ridiculous. And, Rich, have you seen this new Caroline with a K? Caroline Leavitt, the new White House spokesman, the press secretary for Trump. She is a killer. She called him out on that. And I love what she's doing already. She's had a great week, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dennis Neal, I want you to hang out with me. I want to ask you a couple more questions, and then we're going to move on. Folks, we're on with Dennis Neal, and then your calls are coming up, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
The Pro Bowl games are here.
Advance to the next level.
Time to level up, turn up, and tune in to a two-day competition.
Come on!
As the league's biggest stars put their skills to the test, take their games to the next level, and go head-to-head in the flag football finale, coached by Peyton and Eli Manning.
Amazing!
The Pro Bowl games, presented by Verizon, continue Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on ABC and ESPN.
Sponsored by the NFL.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored, and there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Goldleaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale starts Saturday, February 1st through the 8th. Goldleaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias, magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You've got this new book, The Leadership Genius of Elon Musk. It's available at Amazon. Are you doing signed copies at DennisNeal.com? How do people get the autographed copy?
Oh, my gosh. I did that with George Papadopoulos, right, the Trump guy. I just gave him like $75 for a $30 book, and he gave me a signed copy. I haven't set that up. If anyone wanted a signed copy and they wanted to send it to me and cover the cost of sending it back, I'd be happy to do it. I'd be proud to do it. I am so thrilled to have this book. I've written 3 other books for clients, but I've wanted to write a book of my own all of my life, Rich, since I was 14 years old when my dad died. And finally, I've done it. I'm so happy about it, and I'll happily sign anything for anybody, man. Just buy it. And I love that you asked him to send a copy to a friend, man. I love that.
Oh, you have to. You have to. Right? And listen, I want you to tell everybody here how they can reach you. If they want to follow you on X or get in touch with you and listen to your podcast and request that book, where do they go?
Yeah, so spelling of the Neal, it's K-N-E-A-L-E, Dennis Neal, 2 N's in Dennis, at Dennis Neal on X. That is my preferred platform. Although email me if you want, man, dennis.neal@gmail. Go ahead. I'd welcome it. Dying for some attention.
I love it. Keep up the good work, brother.
I love you, man. Have a glorious weekend.
You too, my man. We'll talk again really soon, and thanks for telling us about the book. I really appreciate it.
thanks so much for the oxygen. I appreciate you.
You bet, brother. And, folks, we're going to continue straight ahead with your calls, your thoughts, and a little bit of an update on Cuba, Colombia, and everything else that's going on in the world. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes, and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
I hope that you are always on the radio because you're just a fantastic American and human being.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Of course, that is Celia Cruz. She's a famous Cuban queen of salsa, Celia Cruz. She's always screaming, Azúcar! Anyway, welcome back, amigos. Welcome back, familia. Rich Valdez keeping you company till 1 o'clock in the morning in most areas, midnight in others, 11 in some. We got to work on that. And I want to, the reason I came in with this song is because President Trump this week announced that he is opening or expanding the migrant detention space at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for illegal aliens that are going to be deported. But there's other news about Cuba as well. And I want to talk about Cuba a little bit because Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's Cuban himself, he's put a sanction on Cuba by banning a Cuban company that handles money transfers to the island in a move to prevent the Cuban military from getting American money. Secretary of State Marco Rubio reversed on Friday the last-minute decision by former President Joe Biden to remove sanctions on Cuba's military companies and is now extending the list of banned entities to include the Cuban company that's secretly run by the Cuban military that handles money transfers from Cuban Americans to their families on the island. So just imagine, this is one more piece of extortion that they have, right? They use the Cuban Americans in the United States to send money back home to their family, and it's the military that's getting all the money on that. They don't take the money. They're getting the fees, is what I'm saying. So Western Union and other Miami-based agencies are partnering with a Cuban company called Orbit, Orbit SA, and they're going to be forced to cut ties completely with this firm because of these sanctions. And I'm not sure what this is going to mean for people, but until the Cuban government finds a non-military company to provide the same service, Cuban Americans send millions of dollars back to their loved ones on the island through the remittance company every single year. So you've got Marco Rubio saying that he revoked Joe Biden's decision. This is Joe El Baboso Biden. And his decision to suspend this provision in the Helms-Burton Act that allowed Cuban Americans to sue these companies profiting from confiscated properties known as Title III. So it gets a little convoluted and into the weeds here. But ultimately, President Trump took decisive action on this on his very first day in office to keep Cuba on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. So Trump is taking a firm approach against Cuba. I don't think he's going to raid Cuba. I don't think there's going to be an invasion of Cuba. But I think he wants to send the message that we are taking a very firm position on Cuba. So I think that is a good thing. And what I have to say about this is I have a lot of friends that are Cuban. Of course, my parents both born in Puerto Rico, one in Santurce, one in Caguas. But my Cuban friends, like Cuban Anuel in West New York, or his stepdad, Jorge, his mom, Jacqueline, the whole family, I want to give a shout out to them because these guys work hard in America, right? One drives a truck. The other ones, they're busting their tails. These are good people, and they want to help their families back home. But they definitely don't want to help the Cuban regime. They definitely don't want to help the Communist Party. They don't want to help the Castroites, right? These are people that want to make America great again. Just like Donaldus Magnus El Trompito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. Donald J. Trump. El Presidente. So to that I say, good job, Secretary Rubio. Keep up the pressure because this stuff is important. And just like that, the pressure works. We saw the president of Colombia on Monday saying, I am not taking a plane of illegal aliens from the United States. Trump put a little pressure, said, we'll put some tariffs on you. And they said, you know what? I'll send my own presidential airplane to pick up the Colombians and bring them back home. Today, he said, guess what? I want everybody in Colombia that's there illegally to come home. I didn't say it. President Petro said it. So anyway, folks, we're coming right back. Another action-packed hour the next time we convene. But until then, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off, erupting into a fireball and engulfing several homes in flames. All six people aboard were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported home to Mexico. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A small Learjet plane crashed in Philadelphia early Friday evening, about 30 seconds after taking off.
Dead by Marina. And all the dead by units over here to Cottman and the Boulevard and Bustleton. The plane just crashed into the plaza where Macy's at.
The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. According to FlightAware, the jet was en route to Springfield, Missouri. A doorbell camera shows the plane exploding in a fireball as it hit the ground in a residential neighborhood near a shopping mall and major roadway, setting residential structures ablaze. Officials say there were six people on board the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, investigators have announced that the black box from the Army Black Hawk helicopter that collided with a commercial jetliner has been recovered. They're reviewing the flight data recording along with two from the plane as they probe the cause of Wednesday's devastating crash. Also at townhall.com, President Trump following through with an earlier pledge to impose some tariffs. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
You'll find more on these stories, breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
A food bank lands tons of top-grade salmon, but it comes with a catch.
The Food Bank of Central New York was offered more than 40,000 pounds of salmon, but the fish were still in the water at local Coho, an indoor fish farm that was shutting down. So volunteers had to go in with nets and catch about 13,000 salmon, says farm manager Adam Kramarzik.
That's a lot of fish to do something with, right? We didn't want it to go to waste, go into a dumpster or something like that.
The salmon goes to 243 food pantries and other institutions in the food bank's network. Julie Walker, New York.
The Trump administration has fired a group of prosecutors involved in the January 6th criminal cases and demanded the names of FBI agents involved in those same probes so they can be possibly ousted. The moves that reflect a White House determination has it to exert control over federal law enforcement and purge the agencies of career employees seen as insufficiently loyal. Townhall.com. It is the fifth anniversary of Brexit.
People and businesses are still wrestling with the economic, social, and cultural aftershocks of a decision that divided the country. For businesses, Brexit has meant new red tape, costs, and delays to trading with the 27 EU countries. Brexit supporters argue that short-term pain will be offset by Britain's new freedom to strike trade deals around the world, though so far they have had only a minor impact. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to reset relations with the EU after years of acrimony. Karen Shamas, London.
McDonald's has changed its scholarship program for Latino students after it was sued by a group that opposes affirmative action. McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. They say the program will now be open to anyone who can demonstrate a commitment to the Latino community. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the program. It's Friday night. We're live. We're national, just after 10 p.m. right now. And the phone number, 833-482-5337-833-4-VALDEZ. Happy to speak with you about just about anything. Ask me whatever you want if you'd like. I'd love to chat with you. And I'm going to try and keep you up to speed on what's going on in America at night. Now, first up, we have this plane crash in Philadelphia. They're claiming it is a small plane, so maybe not a huge jumbo jetliner, but a plane big enough to set multiple homes on fire. And this explosion was huge. We've got a report from the Philadelphia mayor. Listen to this.
We are asking everyone for their thoughts and prayers for all who may have been impacted and affected by this tragedy. Several dwellings and vehicles were also impacted, and so we are urging people, particularly those families who live in the surrounding area, to please stay home if possible. If you see any debris, and those who are conducting the investigations have repeated consistently, please do not touch anything because it is still an active investigation. Just call 911, please, if you see anything. Investigators and all of our federal, state, and local partners are working as expeditiously as possible during this very difficult time.
That, of course, is Mayor Sherelle Parker, City of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And breaking news just a little while ago, President Trump announcing that six hostages have been freed from Venezuela after negotiations by the special envoy Rick Grenell, former ambassador Rick Grenell. Again, six hostages freed from Venezuela by negotiations from Ambassador Rick Grenell, the current envoy. So as we get more information on that, we'll bring it to you. That is from a post on President Trump's social media account on Truth Social. As we learn more about that, we will bring you more about that. Now, speaking of President Trump, Stephen Miller today weighing in, saying that the federal government is doing everything they have to do to remove multiple pronouns other than his and hers from federal documents. Listen to this.
Yes, I believe that the directive you're referring to is consistent with the president's day one executive order on recognizing that there are only male and female sexes in the country and that, well, in the world, for all of humanity, but his authority is just on this country, and that your sex is your biological sex, that it's one and the same.
And President Trump also calling on Elon Musk for some support when it comes to astronauts. Listen to this.
President Trump is asking Elon Musk's SpaceX to bring back two American astronauts earlier than scheduled from the International Space Station. They've been stuck on that space station since June. Remember, after those problems with their Boeing Starliner capsule. This was in a post on Truth Social. President Trump said he asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to, quote, go get the two astronauts who he says, quote, have been virtually abandoned in space by the Biden administration. Trump adding, Elon will soon be on his way. Good luck, Elon. In a post then on X, hours earlier, Musk confirming that he and SpaceX will do so. NASA announced plans last month to return both astronauts, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, no earlier than late March aboard a SpaceX capsule, which is docked at the ISS right now. But they aren't leaving right now because NASA's plan is to fly a new crew to the space station to replace them. So President Trump is essentially trying to speed up that timeline for a plan that's already in place, but then place blame on the Biden administration.
And that is a report from NBC News. And President Trump also commenting on DeepSeek and many other things, but announcing that he had to roll back what happened with Biden's disastrous approach to artificial intelligence. And this has been a linchpin, I think, of his administration. If you'll remember, during the campaign, he brought in a number of investors saying they wanted to invest in AI technology in the United States. You also have the Japanese bank and the Indian investor, and this is the future, right? I think as automation was a big deal in the last century, you had the conveyor belt, right? The assembly line from Henry Ford. I think this is the next revolutionary technology, AI. AI is reshaping things. And I know for many of us, we're thinking, oh, that's deep fakes. Or others, we're thinking, oh, these are filters on social media to make you look like something you're not. Give yourself a six-pack in that beach photo or anything like that. But the reality is there's so many things that artificial intelligence can do. And many of them can be positive. And we've had a lot of conversations about that. And I think some of them can be negative, too. Right? Just like anything else, it's a double-edged sword. It depends on which way you swing it and who's wielding it. But ultimately, it's a fascinating conversation and one that I want to get into because I feel that the United States needs to remain at the helm of the ship. They have to make sure that we're headed towards due north when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence. Otherwise, we abdicate our leadership, just like Joe Biden abdicated our leadership on the world stage, where every dictator went kind of on their own. Every radical fringe militant group went on their own, did their own thing. Everybody was operating in business for themselves. And not that I'm against people being entrepreneurial, but ultimately we don't want people disrupting the, I'll use the word the globalists use, the world order, right? I think we want to have peace, right? President Trump worked very hard to achieve peace in the Middle East. To a large degree, achieve that with multiple partners with the Abraham Accords. And Biden came in and in short time, right, really messed things up, sparking a multi-year-long war, not only in the Middle East, but another one that he allowed to occur in Europe. And we're still paying the price for these things. So we need to make sure we don't lose the U.S. leadership on artificial intelligence. That's an area we can't abdicate. So I want to have a chat on that. I also want to talk about a couple other things, like the importance of knowing your boundaries when it comes to social media. I use social media to try to connect with the listeners, and it's a source of funny stuff for me. And it's kind of like instead of watching TV, I kind of scroll on social media. It's a source of entertainment occasionally, but I'm definitely not addicted to it. You know, I don't miss it. I do it really because I have to more than because I want to. But some people are absolutely hooked. You go out to dinner with people and you'll see them, you know, scrolling on their thing. Before they go to bed, they're what they call doom scrolling, looking at the news. So we're going to do some of that in the upcoming hour. But straight ahead, I want to have this AI conversation, plus all of your calls. It's Friday night. We're live. We're national. Here's the number, 833-482-5337. Rich Valdez, keeping you company live till midnight in some areas, 1 o'clock in others, 11 p.m. in a couple, and we got to work on that, don't we? Make sure you get your local radio station to carry the coveted third hour of the show. Anyway, amigos, we're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls. Antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloth, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Night with Rich Valdez.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win, because we have the greatest scientists in the world. Even Chinese leadership told me that. They said, you have the most brilliant scientists in the world in Seattle and various places, but Silicon Valley, they said, there's nobody like those people. This is very unusual when you hear a DeepSeek, when you hear somebody come up with something. We always have the ideas. We're always first. So I would say That's a positive. That could be very much a positive development. So instead of spending billions and billions, you'll spend less and you'll come up with hopefully the same solution. Under the Trump administration, we're going to unleash our tech companies and we're going to dominate the future like never before.
That is President Trump and making this statement about DeepSeek, and I think he's 100% right. This was speaking to House Republicans at the Congressional Institute on Miami this Tuesday. And I love it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So we have to pay attention to what's going on with this DeepSeek stuff. And in order to understand that a little better, I want to talk to the CEO of Techlium. He's the founder and CEO of Techlium, joining us live from Tokyo, Japan, Jason Ho. Welcome, sir.
Appreciate it. Happy to talk on your show about AI.
Thank you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on DeepSeek and President Trump's comments.
Definitely, Trump is absolutely correct. DeepSeek is a wake-up call to the people in the AI industry, but not as everyone think about the AI, but it's the time we have to examine the AI carefully.
What do you think of DeepSeek in particular? Is this dangerous? Is this fake news? Should we be really concerned? Your thoughts.
We have to look at both sides, definitely. Whatever Communist China says, we have to be skeptical. Otherwise, we'll be in trouble if we believe everything they say. But in the other hand, also have to be careful about those words from billionaires, because billionaires told us AI is extremely important. They need billions and billions of dollars of investment. It looks like there's a conflict because, and DeepSeek, it seems they need a very little money, but the billionaires in our nation, and supposedly we invented AI, we have the best telling the world. Why we are underdog? This is ironic. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. So would you agree that it's incredibly important for the United States to maintain the position of leadership on artificial intelligence?
Actually, U.S. is way ahead of China on AI. The problem is the AI has been misused because AI has been the name to collect information without any legal consequences. If people tap into your phone, take your data, survey on you, this is a crime. But when they use AI to do it, it's free. It doesn't matter. They have no consequences. This is something we should change, or this is something I hope that President Trump can hear. Actually, we have a real AI. It doesn't need to do the data collection. Didn't need to use big database to perform data AI functions. Unfortunately, those billionaires, because they want to control, so they encourage those AI to collect information without the consequences. Therefore, we thought or we think AI only one type, need a big data.
What else should we be concerned about? Because, you know, obviously, you know, in my line of work, I know there's been concern, and even people from the union that represents radio broadcasters, the SAG-AFTRA that represents actors as well, and the writers, they were very concerned about the use of artificial intelligence in writing scripts and things of that nature. There's some people in the entertainment business that are afraid that people might use AI to mimic their voice and try to recreate them in a fake way. But when it comes to the larger scheme from the technology perspective, you as the CEO of Techlium, what are your concerns when you look at AI?
First, I want to declare the AI is not AI. The AI is for data collection. Back to 30, 40 years ago, we defined AI as intelligent program should be able to maneuver, to experience, to understand how to resolve problems. But the AI today, actually, they run on big database. That database fund collection. That's why the artist, every talent, they would concern about because and our work, their work, whoever invention is, and they are available over the internet. AI took those because there's no legal consequences. They merge and morph everything together, becoming something new. And actually, this is not AI creations. AI has no comprehension what we are asking for, and AI has no comprehension what they are providing our answer for. What we get, just a morph information, a merge information from the big database, which is free for those billionaires.
Now, Jason Ho, CEO of Techlium, I want to play a clip of President Trump speaking about AI from a different context. Listen to this.
Last week, I signed an order revoking Joe Biden's destructive artificial intelligence regulations so that AI companies can once again focus on being the best, not just being the most woke. And today and over the last couple of days, I've been reading about China and some of the companies in China, one in particular, coming up with a faster method of AI and much less expensive method. And that's good because you don't have to spend as much money. I view that as a positive, as an asset. So I really think if it's fact and if it's true, and nobody really knows if it is, but I view that as a positive because you'll be doing that too. So you won't be spending as much and you'll get the same result, hopefully.
Do you agree with President Trump's comments here that this is going to be a cost-saving measure for many people?
I agree, because it's a wake-up call. Because there's no reason AI need to work on the big amount of data. And also, there's no reason for us should allow those AI to collect our information without any limitations. And actually, there's another set of AI doesn't need the data. And back to 30 years ago, and we code the AI need the data, we call the data analytic. We don't call them AI, but the name changed. But now, actually, there's another set of AI available, which we are pushing. We doesn't need a preset of data. We don't need to any data collection. But we are more focused on the certain function we have to do. And I'm working with the core of scientists in Washington, D.C. I really hope we can show this, demonstrate this ability to show we're still much better than China, much better than other nations in AI technology.
The United States is currently ahead of the game. They're the leader in the AI race right now, as if it was an arms race. China is trying to catch up to us. Do you think that they're going to be able to catch up, or do you think we maintain our lead?
We are way ahead of China. If you talk about data collection, if you go the path and the big companies over the Internet want us to think, definitely China is wonderful. But China is wonderful not because China is capable of AI, and they didn't tell you part like OpenAI, every source code's open, DeepSeek, and their source code's open. But there's something they didn't mention. Their database is not open. Why is that? OpenAI complained about the DeepSeek and stealing the database. The database, if it is not open, it's not free. It means something weird, something fishy about those database.
Right.
I want to have AI doesn't use database and doesn't invade our privacy, doesn't invade our intellect. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to me. Jason Ho, CEO of Techlium, I want you to let everybody know how to find you and how they can follow your work.
And the company website is techlium.com. And I wrote a book about China's intention. That's the big plot. The website is thebigplot.us.
All right, check that out. Thedeepplot.us. Jason Ho is the author and founder and CEO of Techlium. Jason Ho, I want to thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, sir. And we continue. Now we've got an update on a whole bunch of things that are happening in Washington, all across the country, from, you name it, from one side to the other. I mean, there's stuff going on all over. You've got a small plane that has crashed. Apparently, it's a medical assignment plane. Crashing near a shopping mall in Philadelphia. We talked about that. We'll give you an update on that as well. We're also going to talk about everything that's been going on today, plus your calls and more. Open phones across America, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Keep it locked right here. We're coming right back. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Coast One Financial Group.
Have a track record now. People have heard you, and they know that in fact you've got the goods. You have the talent, and you have the ability to do a superb job.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This is a big purge at the FBI that's happening right now, and there's also a huge purge happening at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, which handled a lot of those January 6 cases. We actually just got a memo in that shows that a number of those prosecutors who were brought in for these January 6 cases have been fired or ordered terminated. It will impact around 24 prosecutors. But at the FBI, we're still sort of getting a grasp on how big this will end up being, but it is a major push by the Trump administration to sort of overhaul the FBI. And, you know, a lot of people who are going to be impacted, I think, by these are individuals who weren't necessarily deeply involved in some of these cases, which Donald Trump obviously has some deep grievances about, including the Mar-a-Lago case and the other Jack Smith case in D.C. involving January 6th and Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But this is a real, I think, significant moment in FBI history and is going to impact a lot of employees who have built their professional lives and done a lot of things outside of any minor involvement or, in some cases, more significant involvement they had in any of these cases against Donald Trump.
That is a report from the Fox News Channel, and plenty going on there, right? And ultimately, this is, I think, concerning for a lot of people. Excuse me, NBC News correspondent Ryan Riley, forgive me, not Fox News. And to let people know, right? I think Trump, this is a good move for him. He says, hey, look, cash is going to be in. He's going to be firing you guys soon. So you might as well leave. And it's up to them whether they decide to stay or get fired. That's his prerogative. Yeah, the fact that NBC News is even reporting this, I think, is kind of interesting because I don't even think it's big news. And I'll tell you why. I remember, I guess I was in high school, right? And it was a big story. President Clinton fired every single person because they didn't resign that was in a politically appointed position, right? I think in that particular example, they were all United States attorneys. And he fired every single one of them. And I'm guessing it was a political move because typically I suspect that there's some back channeling going on. Like, you know, what is he thinking of doing? When is he going to be nominating? Is he going to bring him in right away? And I'm guessing they were told nothing during the transition that like, oh, no, just hang out, chill. You know, we'll figure it out. And, you know, day one he gets in, you're fired, thinking he's Donald Trump. So I think that's interesting. Trump's talking about firing six people. Six people. He's president of the United States. He's got, I don't know, tens of thousands of people that are, you know, in his immediate leadership, not to mention everybody, 2 million people in the federal government. And the news is making a big deal over six people. So I think that's the right thing to do. And he's got the right people on the job. As you know, we've had many of them that are in leadership there on this program. Tom Homan, we've had a number of times on the program. He's a very, very skilled operator. Who else that we've had on? Let me see. Tulsi Gabbard, who's there. We've had her on. A number of people. Point is, we know who these people are. We know that they're capable and they're hitting the ground running. So, yeah, good for him for even saying it. This way, at least he can say, look, I told them they should leave. This way, it's not a surprise when it happens on Monday. Right way to do it. I think you get a lot more with a little bit of a push than you do with the pull, right? Use a little less energy, perhaps. And I also want to give you a little bit of a reaction. This is a couple of days ago, but Trump's immigration policies hitting hard all over the world. Right. You got the president of Colombia today making a statement saying, look, I am urging all Colombians that are in the United States illegally to please come back to Colombia. Now, this is following a statement he made a couple of days ago where he said, I won't pick anybody up. We're not accepting your plane. And then turned around and said, not only will I take your plane, but I'll send you my own plane. The presidential plane to pick these people up. Changed his tune. And on top of that, you've got leaders, or at least former leaders of other countries, right? Uhuru Kenyatta is the former president of Kenya on the continent of Africa. And listen to his comments about President Trump's immigration policy.
People the other day crying, oh, I don't know, Trump has removed money. He said he's not giving us any more money. Why are you crying? It's not your government. It's not your country. he has no reason to give you anything. I mean, hey, you don't pay taxes in America. He is appealing to his people. Shauri yenu bwana. This is a wake-up call for you to say, okay, what are we going to do to help ourselves? Instead of crying, to Julize, what are we going to do? Aya, ametoa hiyo pesa, sasa tutafanya namna gani jameni? What are we going to do? Yeah? to support ourselves. Because nobody is going to continue holding out a hand there to give you. It is time for us to use our resources for the right things. We are the ones who are using them for the wrong things.
I love it. This guy should run for office in the U.S. I think he's onto something. And, you know, I think oftentimes just certain cultures have this perspective. It reminds me of my parents. Like, my parents were not from Kenya, but they were from Puerto Rico. And they were the lessons were the same, right? As he was saying, I could hear my parents telling me the same thing in Spanish. ¿Y a ti qué te importa eso? Right? No se ha presentado entre medio. Same thing he said, right? None of your business. Stop crying about this. It's got nothing to do with you. Let them do what they got to do. He said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. That's it. Punto y final. Period. The end. So I think this is a very, very, very good thing. And that reaction is, you know, it's refreshing, right? It's not the one that we got from the president of Colombia or even now the president of Cuba. President of Cuba is saying he doesn't like Trump's plan to put the criminal, illegal aliens that are being arrested, that their own country won't take them back, into detention in Gitmo on Guantanamo Bay. But guess what? What are you going to do? This is what we've been doing. Trump's just expanding it. And what other option do you have? You have to be able to send a message to people all over the world and say, look, this thing is over. Right? You may have been in this country for a very long time, but we've reached our capacity. We can't do it anymore. That's it. Now we have to alleviate some of the pressure. I mentioned this the other day, but I'll mention it again. I was driving not too long ago in, I forget the name of the town there. I think it's Palisades Park. It might be Leonia, but it's a Bergen County town. And on Broad Avenue over there, close to Route 46, I pulled up at a light. And when I did, I saw, I don't know, 24 men hanging out on the corner, day laborers looking for work. I am never going to begrudge somebody that's looking to earn an honest day's pay. I'm not. But in this situation, I couldn't help but observe that it seems to me that the laws of economics are not in their favor. There were way too many of them hanging out there. There was more supply than there was demand. A friend of mine told me, he's like, yeah, I went over there. I needed some help with something in the house, and I needed somebody quick. I went over there, and I asked the guy to help me, and he was like, how much will you pay me for the day? And I responded to him that I would pay him, you know, a decent wage. You know, we could work it out. And he said, no, I'm not coming unless I get $350 for the day. So the guy already had his number. And again, I'm not going to begrudge him for having this number, but I am going to say, my friend told me, I don't make $350 a day all the time. So how am I going to pay him $350 a day? And I find it interesting that you're going to name your high price, and you're also going to work in a place where there's 23 other guys on the same corner as you. This is not going to work, right? There's not enough work to go around. They say that they're doing the work Americans won't do. They're not even doing the work that they are claiming to do. So I think we have an oversupply, and we don't need this labor force, right? It's just clear as day. And I would argue even further that we probably never needed it, right? This is just undercutting American labor that could likely earn more. And this is obviously not good for any American. We don't want to depress wages. We want to increase wages, right? We want everybody to make more money. And I want everybody to do well. But I can't sit here and say that, you know, the American citizen who's looking for a job, let's put him on hold and bring somebody in. And the same goes for the H-1B visas, right? If the person from overseas is better, great. But if it's solely that they're cheaper, then that's something we've got to look at, too. We can't consistently have Americans that are talented in an area and not allow them to even compete because they're competing against someone that isn't even on the same level because they're not citizens. They're not technically supposed to be here. Now, with the H-1B visas, we're allowing certain companies, I think, a little bit too much leeway, and there should be some reform there. But the whole thing is interesting. That's all I can tell you. There's a lot to discuss there. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about this plane crash, give a little update on that. There's an update from NBC Philly reporting that the plane was carrying passengers that were Mexican nationals. So I'll give you the scoop on that when we return. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Rather quickly, again, the city just announced this to be the site not long ago, but we just saw a lot of those vehicles, including police, some of the Red Cross vehicles come through. So we're going to keep you updated as more people start to trickle in here at Samuel Fells High School. Again, it is on 5500 Langdon Street, a rather large parking lot. Langdon Street is just to my left here. There's only one entrance in, so if you are heading in the...
And that's Alex Wang, NBC News Philly. We'll tap in again in a little bit to give you an update on that. But what we know so far about this crash is that it was a medical jet carrying a little girl that was in need of life-saving treatment. Her and her family are from Mexico and came to the U.S. just to get this life-saving treatment. Very, very sad. The crash occurred around 6:30 p.m. And according to the FAA, it was a Learjet 55. That left Philadelphia Airport, was headed for Springfield, Branson, Missouri, and that's obviously the crash happened upon their takeoff. Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management is alerting residents in the area that roads are now closed, the mall, and is also closed, and people are urged to stay away from the flames. And from the video that I'm seeing, I'm watching a live feed, there are pieces of the plane's fuselage with the medical symbols on it on the ground in the middle of the parking lot of this mall. I mean, and you can see the massive explosion still burning and glowing behind them. Really looks like a war zone. I mean, horrible. And this was not like a commuter jet like we saw yesterday. This is one of those small, like 15 passenger jets. Right now, everybody on the plane remains unaccounted for. And again, this was a pediatric patient, her mom, and six others aboard a medical jet that was on its way from Philadelphia to Missouri when it crashed. So I'm very happy to hear that. I mean, very sad to hear that. It's not happy at all. I was reading something that said happy, and I messed up there. Anyway, I hate to hear about little kids getting hurt. I want to go to your calls. Let's see what we have over here. Oh, look at this. I want to go to my buddy Gil in Manila, Philippines. Gil, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout-out to a gentleman, Kevin Delaney from Westwood One, has just retired after 30 years. He's a great guy, and I hadn't heard anything about it, and became aware of his retirement a few days ago. In case he's listening, you've kept me informed, and you helped get me out of the slammer in Mexico in 1998 with Jim Bohannon, and I'm still very grateful. And,
oh, that's sweet.
And that is... one more thing.
Yes.
You mentioned Celia Cruz.
Yes.
The Queen of
Azúcar.
Yes. Yes, Bob. I would like to paraphrase her and say, my friend, Rich Valdez tiene tumbao.
Lo tiene tumbao. Thank you, brother. Well, let me join you in echoing some sentiments of Kevin Delaney. And I haven't talked about this on the air, mainly because there's a bunch of voice work that Kevin Delaney's done. And I was hoping to put together a little montage and do like a little... a little farewell. And I need to have a talk with him because I was trying to have a call with him, but it was during inauguration and I wasn't able to connect. So I really still haven't had a chance to say goodbye other than on text. But I did want to do that before we did that and hoping he'd tune in to hear that. But yes, Kevin Delaney, quite a gentleman. You know, Kevin Delaney was a producer on the Larry King Show. Then he started moving up the ranks and moved off to a few different stations and here at this organization, working with Jimbo over the years, and became the vice president of the News Talk division here at Westwood One, and did so impressively until his retirement and his 3 decades in service here. So Godspeed to you, Kevin Delaney. Enjoy your retirement. I think retirement is what people have always asked me. When I was young, I was like, I want to be retired. I think that is the best part of life. I had an uncle that was retired, and I remember watching him go everywhere. He went to Hawaii every year. He went everywhere with my aunt, and I thought, man, that's the life. So, yeah, kudos to all of you that are in retirement. That means you too, Gil. And, Gil, my brother the other day sends me a text with a picture of a beauty queen from the Philippines. But the title that she'd won was in somewhere in Tokyo, Japan. And he tells me, hey, this is my friend's wife's sister, and she's looking for a boyfriend. Are you interested? And I responded, my buddy Gil from Manila, Philippines, says that the Philippine women are absolutely spectacular. I said, so sure, I'd love to meet her. So I don't know, if I end up with a Filipino wife, it's because of you, Gil.
Well, I can highly... I very highly recommend, you know, my wife and I have been together about 13 years. She's a nurse. She's nursed me back to health. I almost died here a year ago, and I'm on the mend. And actually, we're going to be in the States the last day of March. We've got our tickets, and I'm checking into the VA hospital in Phoenix.
Outstanding. Gil, I got to take a pause here, brother. God bless you and your wife. Thank you so much for your call and your shout out to Kevin Delaney on his retirement. And we will bring you that montage, that I promise to you. And coming right back, your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
The big game is almost here, and it's your last chance to get in on the action. Don't miss out on the final football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on the big game. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money. Join Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Available to play in more than 40-plus states, including California and Texas. Join now, because Prize Picks is giving away a free pick for the big game, where a quarterback will only need to throw 1 yard to win. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in bonus credits for just playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Amigos, welcome back to the phones we go with a minute and a half on the clock. This is going to be a tough one. Let's go to Tony. Tony, got to keep it brief. WVMT Vermont, go for it.
Hey, listen, don't feel bad about the 25% tariffs. Trudeau put 41% on us for the last 9 years. He devalued our currency and made us pay through the nose for 9 years. So you Americans, you do what you think is right, and we are resolving people. We're tough. We've lived in minus 30 weather. We can do it. And, Rich, you know I
yes,
love
sir.
You. And to those people that died in Washington and to that poor girl from Mexico, my heart goes out to all those people and my prayers. And I always love the Americans. And politics is one thing, but the lunch bucket people of this world that you're talking to, both in my country and in your country, we are the good ones.
Amen to that, brother. Tony in Montreal listening on WVMT out of Vermont. Great call, brother. Happy Friday. Have a great week. Phones, open phones across America will continue. We're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
I did get a call from 3216 Princeton Avenue in the 15th for a piece of a plane inside of a dark blue Hyundai.
Philadelphia dispatched via Broadcastify as a medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off earlier this evening, erupting in a fireball and engulfing several homes and cars in flames. All six people aboard were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported back home to Mexico in the process. The crash comes 2 days after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the collision between that American Airlines passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington Wednesday that killed 67 people brought renewed focus on the federal agency charged with investigating aviation disasters. NTSB board member Todd Inman says the black box from the helicopter has been recovered.
The Sikorsky, where the CRJ has two separate recorders, the Sikorsky has a combined cockpit voice recorder and digital flight data receipt recorder. It's in one box. I can report to you now, we have recovered the Sikorsky black box.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump says he will place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China effective later today. That raises the specter of swift prices increases for consumers, although Trump suggests he will try to blunt the impact on oil imports. Stocks surrendered early as gains and closed lower after the news of the imposed tariffs. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite dropped 0.3%. Each showed solid gains in morning trading, but the Dow Jones dropped 0.8%. More at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
A new painkiller receives approval from the FDA to avoid opioid addiction risks.
It's made by Vertex Pharmaceuticals and called Journavx. Dr. Charles Argoff at Albany Medical Center.
Not only is it a non-opioid medication for acute pain, which is the first that's been approved in decades, but it also allows people a new option. And each of us are different, and we need as many options as possible.
Dr. Michael Hsu at the Mayo Clinic
really works on the peripheral nerves, less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
The new drugs for short-term pain that often follow surgery or injuries. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also, President Trump has met earlier today with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, whose company designs and supplies the advanced computer chips that play an integral role in developing artificial intelligence. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. One of the Senate's top supporters of Tulsi Gabbard says her nomination as Director of National Intelligence may be in jeopardy. More on that from Bob Agnew.
Senator Josh Hawley says he's worried about the nomination after hearing fellow Republicans respond to Gabbard's answers at confirmation hearings. He told Fox News Gabbard would bring reform to U.S. intelligence, but is clearly paying a price for, quote, telling the truth about the government spying on Americans and about the abuses of FISA. Bob Agnew reporting.
An arrest warrant has been issued for a New York doctor indicted by a Louisiana grand jury for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online to a pregnant minor. Dr. Margaret Carpenter and her company, Nightingale Medical, and the minor's mother were charged earlier today with criminal abortion by means of abortion-inducing drugs, the felony. The case appears to be the first of its kind of criminal charges against a doctor accused of sending abortion pills to another state. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national. It's 7 minutes past 11. Happy to be with you. Our phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, keeping you up to speed on everything that's happening in America at night. A little while ago, breaking story about a plane crash in Philadelphia. Sadly, this is a plane that went down. It was a medical jet carrying a little girl that was seeking life-saving care in the United States. She was on a medical plane, a very small medical plane, and at least six people were on board this medical jet that crashed in northeast Philadelphia near the Roosevelt Mall. The crash occurred, again, about 5 hours ago, and there's still fires actively going with, I guess, the jet fuel that spilled on multiple homes that are on fire. And NBC 10 has been on the ground with lots of reports. We have a report right now from a man on the street interview. Listen to this.
Everything just shook. I thought, like, the buildings fell or something. I look outside, and then all you see is a huge explosion. Like, you just... I look outside and bam, you see all this fire. Then I started shaking, and then I see a person running on fire, and it was just.
So you saw a person on fire running, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw a video of that, but you actually saw that, right? Are you running outside?
I don't know what to do. I was just there. I was just shook because it's like something crazy. You know, you just see somebody on fire. Like, that's something you see in a movie.
Unbelievable. One of the passengers he saw on fire, at least according to this one eyewitness. And this is very, very, you know, it's horrible to hear, right? This poor girl came here to try and have a shot at life. Came to the United States because we have the best health care. And this happens, right? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So we'll keep you up to speed on this story and more. It's just been a rough week for aviation. And Godspeed to all these people. Really is a tough, tough thing. Anyway, we will continue our national conversation. Let's go to the phones, shall we? We shall. I want to go to Paul. Paul's in Boise, Idaho. KBOI in the building. Paul, what's going on, brother?
Thanks for taking my call, Rich. You know, it's 4 years until we hit the ballot again, and I don't think it's too early. I think things need to start being planned now. The Democrats are picking their DNC chairperson over this weekend, and that's going to kind of shape the way they're going to try to do things. They're going to have to dismantle and completely rebuild their idea of what they think America wants to vote for. They had their chance, and Trump just outplayed them. He outsmarted them in many different ways. And I see that the Dems have a good chance. I hate to say that, but it's true. They know how to do things in lockstep, and they stick together. They stick like glue when they stick together. And, you know, I think the big thing for Trump that he's got on his plate, and he's got a good grip on it, and that is the border. I think he's going to have a good, solid plan that's going to be in place before the next election when Vance goes up. I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. That's who I think it is. I personally don't think he stands a chance with the way he's ran California into the ground.
Yeah.
But there's more to it, but I don't want to take up too much time. I think you can't start planning too early for this type of thing.
I agree with you. And listen, people are overreacting all over the place, right? I'm with you. I think right now it's going to be tough for a Democrat to get in. But, you know, 4 years is a long way. And they're going to do their best to try and soften this administration in the eyes of the public so that they can make some gains in the midterm elections and have some control so that, you know, Trump can't get his agenda through. So I think we've got to keep our eyes on the upcoming midterm elections in 2027. And we'll see where that goes. You're right. I think Gavin Newsom's young enough to continue to do the whole idea of running for president. I just think that's it seems far-fetched now, but you never know. There's still plenty to be said and done. Paul in Boise, thank you so much for your call. I want to go to Jeff in Akron, Ohio. Jeff is on WNIR. Jeff, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I tried to call earlier, but I didn't realize Valdez was ended in a Z or an S instead of a Z. Anyways, so Tuesday I got a text message, an automated text message, phone voicemail from the school department. I have two children that go to local public schools here. I'm a single father of four, but two of them in the local schools here. And I read the transcripts on Wednesday, and I've been doing some research since then to try to determine what's going on. But they locked down the school. Can I read this brief? I won't read the entire thing, but let me just...
Yeah, just make it really, really quick or summarize it.
Dear parents and families, this is a message to inform you that blank, blank school experimented a brief precautionary lockdown today due to reports of nearby immigration and customs enforcement ICE activity. No ICE agents entered the school. I don't need to read the rest of it. But I did since then, after calling the school department, DHS, ICE, local senator, a senator for this area, this district, this state, and not gotten any response about it. But I did speak with a school employee that was there, because they're trying to play it off like there's an ICE force security company that's in the area. A retired military guy got a security company, and it wasn't him, but they're trying to put it off on that. But apparently, according to the school employee, that there was an ICE, the ICE was there, and they were doing an investigation. They were on the property. They were not allowed in the school. And now, according to the employee I spoke with, there's a new protocol on how to handle the situation. And basically, if they don't have a warrant, don't let them in. I have a feeling if they had a warrant. If a federal agency or a law enforcement agency goes to my children's school, that's already locked down anyways, and they have on-duty police officers there to begin with. School's already locked down. And if a federal agency in particular shows up at my school looking for potentially a staff member, or maybe in, this is at a high school, maybe an elderly, you know, a 17-year-old kid who has molested, raped, murdered someone, and he's in my children's school, I am all for them going in there and getting them. Otherwise, you know, I don't want.
Yeah, I think that's likely not going to happen. From the interviews that I've conducted with Tom Homan and others, specifically Tom Homan, he made it real clear to me because I said, look, it's going to be difficult. And he said, well, that's why we're not going to do it that way. He said, we're going to wait for them to come to us. And, whoever goes in that school, they got to come out and you grab them on the way out. So I doubt very much if they did have to go into school that they would actually go into the school. And there were some reports last week that ICE was visiting a school and the superintendent or deputy superintendent was freaking out about it. And we played the audio and it turned out she was wrong. There was no ICE. Nobody was doing anything. And ultimately, it was the U.S. Secret Service that was there investigating a threat on a public official, and they needed to speak with somebody in the school. Had nothing to do with it.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th Annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
StealCompare.com is an online insurance marketplace that makes car insurance companies compete for your business. Why search for them when they can come to you? With Compare.com, you'll get access to quotes from dozens of well-rated insurance carriers in your state right now. Compare.com is fast, easy, and secure. The whole process takes less than 10 minutes, and you can check for new rates at any time. With Compare.com, drivers could save up to $900 a year. And the best part is, it's completely free. Go ahead and search for better pricing as many times as you want. Take the wheel and start driving to big savings. Go to compare.com now. That's C-O-M-P-A-R-E.com. Compare.com. Average potential savings based on initial quotes received by 18,330 customers seeking insurance through Compare. Actual savings may vary depending on state of residence, individual circumstances, coverage selections, and insurance provider. Savings results are not guaranteed.
I just have to thank you for doing what you do every night and opening up that mic and hearing from Americans, letting them express their opinions, and really giving people a voice. So God bless you for what you're doing, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
People are going to come with different propensities for addiction to any drug, and that's true for social media too. Some people will have no problem using it in moderation or using it in a way that's adaptive, and other people will immediately get sucked in. And the key thing about getting addicted is when it's happening, nobody who's getting addicted thinks they're getting addicted, right? Let's face it. It's only after the fact that we go, whoops, you know, what was that about?
Well, remember texting and driving? There were all these books about texting and driving, how terrible it was.
Yeah.
Even the governments have largely given up. You see these billboards.
Terrifying.
Like, don't text and drive, or any text can wait, or not worth dying for.
Right.
But everybody's texting and driving.
Right. And if you look at young people today, teenagers, I mean, they're basically cybernetically enhanced. The phone is there. You know, it's like they're talking to you and texting 12 friends at the same time. And there's no stopping it.
There's no stopping it. She's talking about addiction there. And this is a podcast clip. And I want to get into this conversation because I think it's an important conversation to have. People that are addicted to social media. And these people could be young, they could be old. I think it's probably more prevalent with younger people, but what do I know? That's why I want to bring in one of the pros on this. Dr. Mark Mayfield is the Director of Practice and Ministry Development, as well as the editor of Marriage and Family. It's a Christian journal, and he's with the American Association of Christian Counselors. Dr. Mayfield also wrote a professional counseling workbook for clinicians titled Loneliness, A Guide to Flourish in Community. And you can get that wherever that's available. And I want to welcome him here to talk about social media addiction from the mental health perspective. Dr. Mark Mayfield, welcome.
Hey, Rich. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So when we talk about this social media addiction, for me, my mind immediately goes to young people. Because for many of them, this has become a big part of their lives. And for people at least my age and older, and I'm 46, this is a thing, you know, it's kind of a side thing you do, right? It's not the main thing you do, but I think for some young people, it is the main thing they do. Am I right on that, or am I wrong, or is it across the board people are addicted?
I think it's interesting. I think it's across the board, to be honest. And, you know, we are, you know, I'm right around the same age as you, and I think we are more like digital immigrants, and these kids are digital natives, you know, and so you can remember what it's like not to have a device in our hand growing up, you know, going outside and playing until the lights come on or the sun goes down. And these kids, I think, unless there's boundaries put around it, this becomes just a life suck, and it takes up their time to the point where they are losing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day on this stuff.
So how do you identify this? If parents are watching their kids, or if kids are watching their parents, you know, whomever might be affected by this, a wife watching her spouse, how do they determine, you know, that, okay, I think so-and-so has a problem with this? What are some of those symptoms?
Well, yeah, it's just like anything else, addiction-wise or in our mental health world, that if it starts to impede on normal life you know, issues, relational connectedness, emotional reactivity, grades, sleep, you know, and those are the things that we look for when we're diagnosing mental health disorders or looking for an addiction. It's got to be disruptive to life. And many people will say, well, you know, it's just become a part of life, like the clip you played ahead of time, you know, that they're kind of cybernetically inclined, I think she's what she said. It's, you know, it's become a third appendage, but we're seeing it's affecting relational connectedness. And in fact, I think it's exacerbating this loneliness epidemic that we've been talking about.
So what's your recommendation on how to get beyond this? If somebody says, oh, my gosh, I think somebody in my family, they're always glued to this thing. They're unhinged when they're not on it. How do they seek help?
Well, I think it's a multifaceted answer. And I think for parents that are having young kids, it's really thinking ahead of time, going, what is my culture of tech at home? how are we going to introduce this to our kids? It's not going away. We can't stick our heads in the sand and not do anything about it. We've got to figure out how to make this appropriate and how do we set boundaries with our kids. So for a young family that's thinking about what do we want this to look like? You know, how are we going to set boundaries around this now? For older families with older kids in it, it becomes a lot more difficult because it is that addictive piece. And, you know, it sounds really harsh calling it an addiction, but that's what it is. You know, you go without it, you need it. You're reaching for it, you know, in your pocket. I mean, we do that as adults too. But then part of it is that they lose just gaps of time on it. And so I really tell parents with older teenagers to draw them into the conversation because these teenagers are not stupid. They recognize this is not healthy. And I think a stat that I'm going to get wrong, but is, you know, somewhere in the 40 to 55, 60% of teenagers recognize that this is not okay and they want to change, but they can't. And that's part of the addiction piece. So they're looking for us as adults and to help them with it.
Very interesting stuff. Now, talk to me about this workbook that you've put together for clinicians, mm-hmm. Loneliness, a Guide to Flourishing Community. I think this is an area, and I'm not sure the exact perspective you're taking on your book, but I know that I think community is something that most people are generally lacking. I think we've become a more isolated society, and I'm talking about even before COVID, and I think COVID kind of put the nail in the isolation coffin, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the book was written, it's written for clinicians, but it's also written for people in that want to do their own kind of journey out of loneliness. And I really encourage people to take a risk and do it like in a small group at a church or have somebody that's a small group leader go, hey, let's do this. We'll do it together. We'll bring people together because it's helping people look to how did I get here? What were the catalysts to get me to this point of isolation and loneliness? What do I need to rearrange? What do I need to really make a priority as I walk out of it? And how do I do that with people around me? And you're right. I mean, COVID was that, I think, that nail in the coffin for isolation and loneliness. And we, as believers, are designed to be connected. As humans in general, we're designed to be connected and be in relationship. And that's not over screen. That's face-to-face in proximity with each other. And so this book and all the books in our workbook series are designed to do together.
Well, it sounds really interesting. Let everybody know how they can get a copy of the book and learn more about the work you're doing, Dr. Mayfield.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, AACC.net, American Association of Christian Counselors, AACC.net, and click on our store, and you can look at all the workbooks we've got, all the resources we have. There's a lot of training resources there as well for lay people, for counselors, coaches, pastors. Is a great place to just engage in maybe your own desire to learn and to help.
Outstanding. Dr. Mark Mayfield, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. Godspeed to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
You bet. And amigos, we continue with the rest of your calls and more. The phone number 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And a couple other tidbits that I've got for you before we wrap up. So don't go anywhere, folks. Rich Valdez coming right back.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
By Coast One Financial Group.
Call now 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Well, you're a true patriot and a Latino voice. We need more of you in America. And keep up your good work, Rich.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
With efforts to reduce the federal workforce, whether it's offering what we've called the buyout package or other efforts, do you have any concerns that there will be employees broadly across the federal government who might take that up? And they're a part of the many different ways that agencies protect the public, from food inspections to water safety
Everybody's replaceable, and we'll get very good people to replace them if it turns out to be more than we thought. It could be a lot, it could be a little, we don't know, but we'd love to have them leave. We're trying to remember this. We want them to go into the private sector. It's our dream to have everybody almost working in the private sector, not in the public sector. We have many people, very few people came to work. They were, it started more or less with COVID, but actually even before COVID. But it started with the COVID, they didn't come back. And then Biden let them get away with murder, and we had a federal workforce like 4% coming into the office, and that just doesn't work. People can say it does, but it doesn't work. You have to be unified in a group in the office. It's just it was crazy. You don't know what they're doing, and then at some point we may ask them to certify that they didn't have two jobs, meaning were they really getting a check from us, the government, and then were they also working a second job and a third job and, on government time? And many of them will say that they did, which is not legal, but it's a problem. It's a problem. No, we want to get that out. We want to clean it out. People have been trying to reduce federal government now for 40 years, 45 years. And they haven't been able to do it. And this is a way of doing it, I think, very nicely. It's sort of a buyout, too. I think we're treating people very good. But people don't come to the office They won't have a job starting on that very special date. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, nobody knows how that's going to turn out. Everybody might show up to the office and maybe a large number won't show up. But if they don't show up, we've accomplished a very serious goal. We're trying to reduce government.
That is President Trump earlier saying we have to reduce the size of government. And listen, anybody who's listened to me for any amount of time, that's been my position since I've been old enough to vote. But not everybody believes in shrinking the size of government. Some people think government play a major role in being your daddy and providing for you and paying your bills and doing stuff that, in my opinion, you should be doing for yourself. And I understand that position. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. But I want to get your thoughts on this. Should we shrink the size of government? Let's find out from you all, the American people, 833-4-VALDEZ, 833-482-5337. Let's go to Canton, Ohio, WNIR, and check in with Debbie. Debbie, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Well, hello. How are you tonight, Rich?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Hey, I just had a couple comments about the way people do things. Like in my neighborhood down here in Ohio, I hear often the Trump something syndrome, the Trump Trump something syndrome.
Trump derangement system, TDS.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That's what I'm going. Trump derangement syndrome, meaning if you don't agree with him, you're Trump deranged or something's wrong with you. Now,
I don't think that's really it, but go ahead.
But I listen to this station a lot, and I think I need to come up with another term called Trump rearranged disorder.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about
that. Rearranged disorder, because, man, these people, you know, they will say anything to put him, like, to the top. To me, that's a disorder. So I'm kind of playing the middle. You know, I'm playing the middle. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. There needs to be another word called Trump rearranged disorder. All right.
Now, what are we rearranging?
What do you mean? Oh, because they're rearranging everything he says to make it look good.
Well, let's talk about why it doesn't look good. I just played a clip. Tell me, what do you think about what he said about shrinking the size of government and getting rid of fraud, waste, and abuse within the federal government?
Now, what could be wrong about that?
Exactly.
That sounds great, doesn't it?
Right, but now, if I were a critic of President Trump's, I would immediately change that around to sound like this. If I were a newscaster, it would go like this. And in news today, President Trump announcing yet more draconian measures to take away Social Security from senior citizens, to take the food right out of the mouths of welfare moms and their children. And then people freak out and they think he's a monster. But he's really talking about shrinking the size of government. So I think we have to be educated enough to realize what's really happening here and who has this responsibility to do these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, do you rely on the government for your lifestyle?
What's
pretty
that,
sure you work,
sir?
Right? I said, do you rely on the government for your lifestyle or do you work?
No, I'm retired, actually.
There you go. So you spent the whole life working so that you could retire.
Yes,
and
I did.
Exactly. And you earned that.
And a hell of a life worked.
Exactly.
Tough job. 35 years. 35
well, congratulations.
Years in the same job.
Earlier, I was saying that that's what I want to be when I grow up, retired, so that I could enjoy life and not have to do the grind every day. So I think, you know, it flies in the face of people like yourself that have worked hard, put money into their retirement, to their pension, whatever and what have you, building a life, paying off a house, whatever it is, helping their kids, where someone, maybe even someone from another country, comes here and now is getting more than you've ever gotten, right? I'm sure you've never stayed for 6 months at the Roosevelt. Never done that. But yet there's a bunch of people that just got to this country that are doing that. And it's being paid for by you and me, the taxpayer, at the tune of $6,000 a room per month. That's insane.
Well, you know what you get to do when you retire, Rich?
What's that?
You want to know?
I'd love to.
You have grandbabies and you babysit them.
I love that plan.
That's what you do. Babysit them for free so that, because they can't, my kids can't afford daycare. That's what you do.
Yeah. Who can afford daycare? I know rich people who complain about daycare. It's extraordinarily expensive. But you're right, Debbie. This is what life is about, right? You're able to give back to your family and help and do the right thing. And this Trump derangement system, or what you're calling this Trump rearrangement disorder, whichever way you want to call it, I think ultimately it's like the old saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But at the end of the day, we want to be able to provide for our family. And if giving more money to the government prevents you from being able to take your grandbabies out for ice cream or take them to Disney or take them wherever you want to take them because you're losing more and more of your money every time you get your pension check because the government's taking more to give more money away because of the Democrats' policies, then at some point we have to draw the line and say, look, I've got to put my family before I put the families of other people who are just coming to this country and not even coming legally. Doesn't that make sense?
I'm there every day babysitting them, save my kids money because they can't afford the daycare.
Yeah,
but
I hear that.
They're working hard. My kids work hard. They work hard.
Well, God bless you and your children. Debbie, thank you for the call. And, folks, we continue with the rest of your thoughts and more straight ahead, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Folks, the unprecedented conviction of former President Donald Trump has thrown our nation into uncharted territory. Trust me, things are going to get worse before they get better. The political turmoil and uncertainty ahead could have severe consequences for our economy and financial markets. But in times of crisis, there is always opportunity. Right now, I see that opportunity in gold. As political tensions rise and the dollar's future becomes uncertain, gold has the potential to reach new heights. That's why I trust Advantage Gold. They're the experts in helping Americans safeguard their wealth with precious metals. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get their free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus a special Jason Hansen discount with up to $1,300 if you qualify. While the future is certainly unpredictable, your financial security doesn't have to be. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for your discount and bonus. Again, 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The Pro Bowl games are here.
Advance to the next level.
Time to level up. Turn up and tune in to a two-day competition.
Come on!
As the league's biggest stars put their skills to the test, take their games to the next level, and go head-to-head in the flag football finale, coached by Peyton and Eli Manning.
Amazing!
The Pro Bowl games, presented by Verizon, continue Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on ABC and ESPN.
Sponsored by the NFL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
And this seems to be a growing problem, but this guy, Bryce Mitchell, he's on a podcast called the Arkin Sanity Podcast, and he makes some interesting comments about Hitler that not the first time I've heard these. Listen to this.
Hitler, hell and the Nazis, I really don't think that he was, because I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy to go fishing with. He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were gaying out the kids. They were queering out the women. They were queering out the dudes. They were, you know what her first tranny surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Queer books. Hitler burned queer books because Hitler didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
Wow. That was a mouthful. And, again, this is an interesting thing, right? This is so reminiscent to me of people that want to sing the praises of Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is part of a revolution, goes against some other dictator to be the new dictator, claiming to be a social justice warrior, right? And in doing so, you know, I mean, he lies his butt off. And when he gets in, people are saying, oh, my gosh, but look at all the good things that he brought to Cuba. Look at the literacy rate. The literacy rate went up because Castro was forcing people to learn how to read so that they could be indoctrinated by the books that he wanted them to read. And you can spin the facts however you want to tell your story. At the end of the day, if Hitler and the general we were talking about the other night, what was his name, Kemmler, If Hitler and the guy who designed Auschwitz, if these guys could literally gas people, burn people, execute them into mass graves, don't tell me that stopping a transgender surgery is a feather in this guy's cap, right? Doesn't make him any less of a monster, Mr. Bryce Mitchell. But it's not the first person that's made these comments, right? There was another guy, Zanu. He's, I think, out of the continent of Africa. This is a black man from Africa making an interestingly similar comment. Listen to this.
You're saying black folks created that name white supremacy.
That's correct, from Africa, because we are just amazed by the things they've done. Well, we describe them always by inventions, that's all. They can command water from far away through tubes into their bedrooms. We can even fetch a bucket of water from the next lake. You will be drowned. They can put electricity. We never had one in Africa. They have airplanes fly over us. It's amazing. Everything they've done is the reason my people say these people are superior. Not because of slavery. They came to colonize us and they brought things we have never seen before. They gave a king a mirror and he was dancing and sold his people away. They brought guns we have never seen, boom, and killed somebody right away. You know what they used to do in the Congo?
Right.
They put dynamite in the rocks, and then they hide the switch. And then when they point their finger, go boom. And the Congolese, till today, they call the white man kiboom, the sound of the dynamite. And then they go down, and they go like this. If they're not superior, why do you see every picture when the white men arrive in Africa, we bow into them? We have never seen a gun kill a human being. We have never seen a mirror. We have never seen a radio tune in and somebody is speaking from England, the Queen's voice. So for us, all these things, these people must be really superior and close to God. They used to have a joke in Ghana that when God said, let's pray, the white man opened his eyes. The black people were covering his eyes. So the white man saw how God created the world. That's why they are so good at what they do. And I'm telling you, these are folklores from which we grew up. If anyone told you that white people came to Africa to tell us they're superior, it's a lie. They never said that.
That is a black man. So you just heard from a white man and a black man giving you two different perspectives that are seemingly similar in many ways, right? That this idea of white supremacy is a good thing is what they're saying. I don't allege that. They are. And I think it's, again, this is, I'm going to say interesting. I'm going to say misunderstood. And I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back from the break, as well as Dana White, the head of UFC, responding to Bryce Mitchell. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection, worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get the green port today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look after you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Voted best head of hair in live late night radio 6 years in a row. It's Rich Valdez.
And I'm sure you guys heard what Bryce Mitchell said. If you haven't, he said some probably, I've heard a lot of dumb, ignorant in my day, but this one's probably the worst. When you talk about Hitler, he was responsible for the death of 6 million Jews, and he tried to completely eliminate a race of people. World War II was the deadliest war in history. 15 million military deaths, 45 million civilians, and 25 million soldiers were killed in World War II. Second of all, Hitler is one of the most disgusting and evil human beings to ever walk the face of the earth. And anyone that even tries to take an opposing position is a moron. That's the problem with the internet and social media. You provide a platform for a lot of dumb, ignorant people. We've obviously reached out to Bryce, and when we read what he said and let him know how we feel about it, we're beyond disgusted.
Dana White disgusted at Bryce Mitchell's comments, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure a lot of people were, but this is an increasingly more interesting commentary because it's becoming more popular. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. People loving and defending Nazis is on the rise. And it's honestly, in my opinion, it all comes from Russia. The Russians love this propaganda. They realize that it's the best way to tribalize the Americans is to get them to hate immorality like transgenderism and gayness and things like that, and get them to idolize the people that once hated it. And it's weak thinking, in my opinion. Just because it's bad and somebody else thinks it's bad doesn't mean that guy's good for thinking this is bad. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Jet Rescue says they cannot confirm any survivors as a medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off last night. That erupting in a fireball engulfing several homes in flames and injuring some people on the ground. All six people on board were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported home in the process. Meanwhile, investigators seek clues into Wednesday's deadly mid-air collision. Juan Brown, former military pilot, advises on what should have happened in that D.C. plane crash.
As soon as you know that you are switching from runway 1 to runway 33 and you've got traffic coming down from the north, you kind of know that at some point you're going to come very close together on your approach to runway 33. There is going to be a conflict if somebody doesn't do something. So it would have been better to have slowed the helicopter down or stopped the helicopter altogether. Instead, I believe the controller was relying on the helicopter remaining at or below 200 feet and clear of the airliner's approach into runway 33.
Also at townhall.com, skaters, coaches, and their families who died in that mid-air collision will be honored.
The International Skating Union will honor athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. Skating Union President Jae-Yul Kim was visibly emotional, telling media on Friday at the European Championships in Estonia. Skaters, coaches, and family members on their way back from a national skating camp in Wichita, Kansas, were among those who died when a passenger jet hit a helicopter on Wednesday. They included two teenage skaters, their mothers, and two coaches who were part of the Skating Club of Boston.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Multiple senior FBI officials have been ordered to leave the Bureau within days or be fired, a sign that President Trump's administration is purging leadership at the agency before his choice for director takes charge. Bernie Bennett has more.
The ultimatums came as Trump nominee to lead the Bureau, Kash Patel, vowed during his confirmation hearing Thursday that he would not act against perceived enemies should he be confirmed as FBI director. Patel told lawmakers, quote, all FBI employees will be protected against political retribution. While the Senate considers Patel's nomination, the massive law enforcement bureaus being run by an acting director and an acting deputy director, both veteran agents appointed by the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A letter submitted to the U.S. Senate has states that it was sent by physicians in support of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services, includes the names of doctors who have had their licenses revoked, suspended, or faced other discipline. More on these stories at townhall.com. A string of new arrests have been carried out involving a fireworks incident in Hawaii.
A total of six people arrested in connection with a deadly explosion of illegal fireworks in a Honolulu neighborhood on New Year's Eve. They've also confiscated 500 pounds of unused fireworks from the scene of that blast. Police expect to arrest more people and are working with prosecutors to file charges. But this is taking time due to the number of people arrested, large volume of evidence being examined, and fireworks being tested. The explosion killed five people and injured about 20 others. John Scott reporting.
The unsolved death of a teenager in 1977 haunted students and staff at Honolulu's McKinley High School for nearly half a century.
But last week, police used advances in DNA technology to arrest a resident of Utah nursing home, Gideon Castro, in the death of 16-year-old Don Momohara. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center. Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And sisters, and some of them neither brothers nor sisters, but something else altogether. And there are stories flying around the internet that the Black Hawk helicopter pilot is a transgender person who says, "I'm a lady." Actually has gonads and stuff like that. It looks like that story is probably not true, but it is making its way around the internet. There are still a lot of questions that must be answered, and I'm thinking that we will actually get the answers to these questions. Truth is, in circumstances like this, we normally do get the answers to the questions, but there are a lot of questions that are still being asked, some that have not yet been asked, and it may take some time. I think they're now saying a month or so before an initial report with initial findings, and that's a month because that's how Washington works. That slows everything down, and they give us the slow roll, and then the next crisis hits in a couple of days, and everybody forgets about it, just like the news media drops stories like Democrats self-immolating all over the country, or Democrats suicide attacks on Republicans, and they just let this stuff wash away, you know, like their halitosis, which doesn't wash away so easily, does it, with those? No, it doesn't. So we're still learning, and we will still be learning for quite some time, I suspect. But I also think that in the end, the airliner and the airline pilot not going to be the villains of the story. The airline pilot on approach to runway 33 at Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport, the airline pilot is not going to be the bad guy here. And that means, well, there are other places to look, but the primary go-to is going to be the Black Hawk helicopter crew, the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter crew. And then policies and the ideas that we have of, hey, let's create a lane for U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters shooting down the Potomac River right along the runways from Reagan Airport at night. That seems like a good idea. That doesn't seem like a good idea. Nobody, I tell you what, my friend Randy and I were out last night. We went out for a couple of cool beverages. Beers, you might call them beers. And no, we didn't get any food. We just got beers. We went to a place in the neighborhood and sat at the end of the bar. And a bartender who neither one of us knew, I think we'd met him once before, but don't know his name, we're not really conversational with him. And he came over to us, and he didn't even hear us talking about anything. He just started spouting off about the crash and immediately started saying, what kind of idiots are we that we have helicopters shooting along the Potomac River on the edge of the airport? Isn't that obviously dumb? And I've got to say that our bartender was onto something there. I don't think we're going to see that anymore. I think that we'll change that. The helicopters flying through that area by the airport have a ceiling. We had a wonderful caller yesterday, United States Army Major, retired Black Hawk pilot who has flown out of Fort Belvoir, and talking about how the ceiling there for your helicopter is 200 feet off the deck, right? 200 feet off the water, off the above ground level. I like to call it AGL, it's above ground level. But 200 feet, and that's where you got planes landing, airliners, and they come into the 200 feet, 100 feet, and then 0 feet when their tires squeal on the runway. And that's going to be an issue. Now, what's the Pentagon policy, the Army policy, the FAA policy, the airport policy? Also, we're learning all kinds of things. Like, they're apparently in the control tower at the time. There was one controller doing the work that should be done by two controllers at the same time. And that looks like it's something that should be frowned upon. Also, of course, the Biden administration was very focused on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there was a big push on the part of the Biden administration to stack the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, to recruit a lot of people with, for example, severe intellectual disabilities, which I think is any Democrat voter, isn't it? Couldn't you describe any Democrat in any bus stop as someone with severe intellectual disabilities? Why would you vote for Kamala Harris if you didn't have severe intellectual disabilities? Well, why would you vote for Joe Biden, who himself enjoys severe intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities? But the language in the Joe Biden FAA DEI, and they put out documents on this at the time, targeted disabilities are those disabilities with the federal government that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. So these are the people we especially, at the FAA, they put this out, the people that we want to put special emphasis on recruiting and hiring. Who are they? Listen to this. They include, now with disabilities, they include hearing, vision, so you can be deaf and blind, That's good that they're looking for you to work at the FAA. Was there a deaf, blind air traffic controller in the tower night before last? Missing extremities, because nothing says FAA like, you know, the one-armed man. Partial paralysis, complete paralysis. So wait a minute. Now we've got deaf, dumb, people with missing limbs that are paralyzed. But it goes on. Epilepsy, severe intellectual disability. That's just to say registered Democrat. Psychiatric disability, as to say you're crazy, you've been institutionalized, more Democrats. And my favorite, dwarfism. Dwarfism. So a little bit, we're going to have to check, and President Trump raises an eyebrow about this, and the entirety of the news media goes bat guano crazy, spilling all over themselves. They're quite amazing. Maybe they should be asking whether there were any epileptic, paralyzed, one-legged air traffic controllers suffering from dwarfism and psychiatric disabilities that were involved in this. But apparently supervisor pulled one of the ATC, we got more acronyms coming up, more abbreviations, air traffic controller out of the tower, said, oh, good time for you to take your break, but there's supposed to be two of us here for this. Say, yeah, go away, because, and now, see, President Trump's been in the White House for like 110 hours or something, so the media is blaming him for the structure of government everywhere it fails, because that's what they do. They're not well. They're really not. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. Dwarfism. I thought you weren't allowed to say dwarves and dwarf and dwarfism. But they're the government. They're Democrats. They know better than I. What do I know? Remarkable times we're in. So a lot of, and also it's just the tragedy is completely off the charts. It's berserk figure skaters coming home from a competition in Wichita, Kansas, and they were hosting two Russian skaters as well. There was at least one Russian coach, skating coach, aboard the airplane, and a young women and young men involved in the U.S. skating, figure skating program, and it's the whole thing is awful, and three U.S. Army personnel aboard the Black Hawk helicopter. And I think we're still learning about the people that died, 57 people, 67 people, 67 people in this tragic accident. Now, the New York Times with the headline Trump, comma, without citing evidence, comma. They love this without evidence thing. And, you know, isn't it your job to aren't you a newspaper? Aren't you supposed to? Hey, the president just said this without evidence, so he's got to provide you with all the documentation, all the evidence. Is that what that is? Now, also, you see that they keep arresting illegal aliens that are murderers and rapists and things. And where was it in Chicago? It was in Chicago where our head of border security went into Chicago, started arresting illegal alien gang members and stuff, and got an illegal alien man who has a long history of child sex abuse, and caught him again, grabbed him again, and the Democrats say, well, you know, come on, he's not, they say he's undocumented, right? They say he's not an illegal alien, he's undocumented. It's like, well, he's been arrested and charged three or four times with child sex abuse. Aren't there documents associated with that? I think he's documented. He's a documented child sex abuser. And the Democrats will scream in your face and lay down in front of trains to try to protect the illegal alien convicted child molesters because, you know, they're the party of Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, among other things. They and Bill Clinton and Bill Clinton's internship program. Hey, what'd you learn in Washington? Well, it would be inappropriate for me to tell you here, I think, but perhaps I can show you later. The Democrat Party has a lot of issues, and we normal people, remember normal, we have to take issue with a lot of their lunacy because we're normal. We're normal. Absolutely, entirely normal. I think that's got to be a new T-shirt for us. Something like absolutely 100% completely normal. That'd be a good T-shirt, don't you think? the Chris Plant Show logo on there, because why not, you know? Yeah, but New York Times, Trump, without citing evidence, blames plane crash on DEI and Democrats. Well, that's because he didn't want to blame one-legged dwarves suffering from intellectual paralysis, because, you know, that might seem impolite to some. Isn't that amazing? And the New York Times is like, well, we're not going to look into it. And honestly, the Obama administration did the DEI thing everywhere because they're racists, just to name one of their many fine characteristics that the Democrats enjoy so much. And Joe Biden made it even worse because now it's racist and intellectual and mental disabilities and dwarfism and missing limbs, and because those are their priorities. Just don't raise any questions about it because the New York Times will attack you. Yes, sir. And the Daily Beast, Trump fuels crazy D.C. plane crash theories with insult to Army Black Hawk pilots. Of course, he didn't insult Army Black Hawk pilots, but, you know, never let the truth get in the way of a good headline, as they say, or a good story. Amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. Yes, sir. Staffing at Reagan Washington National Airport air control tower was not normal on night of collision. I say remember normal. This could be part of returning to normal, too. Staffing not normal in air traffic control tower during D.C. plane crash. The Fox News Channel, Newsmax TV, reporting as well. Hey, wait a minute. What was going on in the tower at the time? Well, I don't know. The Democrats have been in charge of staffing and hiring, and we're going to have to look at that. The union says the tower should have had 30 people, but apparently it normally has about 19 people. And that's under Joe Biden. That was a study they found in 2023. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Attention all patriots, this is your moment to claim your free Trump knife, a limited edition masterpiece that stands as bold and strong as America itself. That's right, free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. This isn't just any knife. This is a razor sharp, precision engineered, laser etched symbol of American pride. Display it as a daily reminder of our nation's greatness. This knife is built to inspire and impress, but supplies are extremely limited and demand is off the charts. When they're gone forever. Don't wait another second. Visit TrumpKnife47.com right now to claim your free Trump knife. That's TrumpKnife47.com. Celebrate President Trump. Celebrate our values. And hold this free, iconic piece of history in your hands today. Visit TrumpKnife47.com before it's too late. But act fast. This is a limited time offer. Once these knives are gone, they'll never return. Claim your free combat knife today. Visit TrumpKnife47.com now to secure yours. That's TrumpKnife47.com. Shipping and handling fees apply. Offer valid while supplies last. Not intended for functional use. Paid for by Entramax.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
So you may ask, who are these people? These hundreds of thousands of people who've decided to do something different with how they pay for health care, and they join MediShare. It's a good question. MediShare members are people who realize they have a choice. They're not stuck with a status quo that they don't like. And we know this from research of MediShare members. They tend to have certain values in common, like their faith. They love that they're actually sharing with one another. They don't have to be part of a system that forces them to pay for things they don't support. They also value joining with other people. who prioritize healthier lifestyles and encourage each other. They value customer service that's for them and their families, and they find that refreshing. And they're entrepreneurs, people who work in the gig economy, pastors, school teachers, business people who do clearly value saving money. That's a big part of this. Up to $500 a month with MediShare. You, too, can do something different. You can start saving now. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
All right, and we should go to the telephones now. What do you say about that, Michael? And Jasmine is back today. She had jury duty. Doing her patriotic duty, jury duty. She came back and I just said, guilty, guilty. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to, let's go to Kurt calling from Chantilly, Virginia. Oh, Kurt, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good I'm
to
great.
Talk to you again.
Welcome.
So, I was a former RJ pilot. Flew that plane for 14 years, 13-year captain, lots of time going in and out of national. 3-3 was always my preferred runway. And a couple of things, you know, listening to the audio recordings, I got two things really come to mind. When traffic advisory is given, it's usually given to both aircraft. You know, they gave the traffic advisory to the Blackhawk, but they never let the RJ, ask the RJ if they have the Blackhawk in sight. So that's number one that comes to mind. Number two, having flown in there quite a bit, when I hear that there's an aircraft, a helo specifically over on that coastline, hey, you know, look out for the RJ. Well, I know that's probably me, so I'm passing the tower. Where is this aircraft? Right away. So, basically, you know, simple threat assessment right there to keep my, my passengers and crew safe.
Right. And, I love the fact that you're a regional jet, the same type of airplane, the same airport, the same runway, 3-3. You like 3-3 better than the main runway there. And you're aware of the fact that there are helicopters peeling back and forth along the Potomac River. So who's, you're saying it was a lapse of communication between whom? What, the tower?
The tower, everybody involved. The tower, Blackhawk.
and more specifically the RJ.
Yeah, I suspect that you're 100% right that that there was a serious lack of communication, lack of paying attention, with tragic results.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We'll have a fun story. Voters trust Donald Trump more than news media. After a decade of the regime media grinding away at two-term president and winner of the popular vote, Donald Trump, voters currently trust the White House incumbent more than the news media. Now, that's good, common sense. The American people maybe we're snapping back, coming back to thinking clearly. Rasmussen Reports surveyed 1,245 likely voters between January 21st and 23rd, asked the very simple, straightforward question, who do you trust more? That's the question, and then you had choices. The choices were Donald Trump, the news media, or not sure. A plurality of 44% chose Trump. Only 41% chose the news media. 15% were unsure. That 15% really shouldn't be allowed to vote, should they? The internals, they like to call the poll numbers that the ones we're not going to share with you. We got the internals and the externals. The internals are mind-blowing and speak to a larger phenomenon because young people aged 18 to 39 years old trust Trump over the media by a stunning 13 points. 45% trust Trump. Again, of 18 to 39-year-olds. So you can vote starting at 18, right? Hillary Clinton shouldn't be allowed to vote either, should she? Young people, 18 to 39, trust Trump over the media by a stunning 13 points, 45% to 32%. The only age demographic Trump lost was those aged 40 to 64. The Democrat Party, they're skewing old now. They're the party of the old and the crusty and the illegal and the criminals. So the age cohort, 40 to 64 years of age, trust the media more than Trump by 5 points, 46 to 41%. Those age 65 plus trust Trump more than the media by 6 points, 48 to 42. So it's fun, but the young voters trusting Trump more than the news media is, honestly, that means that the news media is just toast. They're over. You can forget about them. They should fold up their tents and then set them on fire, as they so often do with so many different things, setting them on fire. Now, Michael, you have that George Washington University, Jonathan Capehart stuff, because that's pretty whack-a-doodle-doo, isn't it? It's Georgetown University. Jonathan Capehart, who is supposed to be a journalist, I think, isn't he? Jonathan Capehart, as the moderator. There's nothing moderate about him. He's a political extremist and a radical. But the so-called moderator, Jonathan Capehart, at Georgetown University with the Democrats, and there are 8 alleged adult Democrats there, and they're vying to become the chair of the DNC, the chairman, the chairwoman, the chair something in between, because it is the DNC, and they have thousands of genders, or at least more than 100. Aren't they amazing? And Jonathan Capehart with the Democrats there, one of the questions they took up is, why did Kamala Harris lose the election in November to Donald Trump? Kamala Harris, as you may be aware, is allegedly a woman, and she's allegedly a woman of color, WOC, as Democrats say, because they're so racist. And here's Jonathan Capehart, who is African-American and black and LGBTQ. Which one is he in the... I think he's G and possibly B and maybe Q, maybe at home T, it's hard to say. Jonathan Capehart with the Democrats.
I'm going to I have a show of hands. How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat?
Every hand in the room. They're laughing.
Okay.
Everybody in America.
That's good. You all pass.
You all pass. You all pass. I like gas, honestly. You pass. That's Jonathan Capehart. I think he's still a fake reporter with the fake newspaper, the Washington Post, and the fake news outlet MSDNC. And he's hosting this ridiculous Democrat Party DNC event at a university that used to be a Catholic university, but they gave up Catholicism long ago, Georgetown University. And the big question, and they all giggle like the demented little girls suffering from dwarfism. They could get jobs at the FAA, though. And they all raise their hands. How many of you think that Kamala Harris lost because of racism and misogyny, right?
How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat?
You guys are really kind of easy to figure out, aren't you? The Democrat Party, and that's, you know, at least it's a lot of bourgeois, but it's at least it's racially divisive, and that's the party of the bullwhip and the lynching tree, the Democrat Party. That's what they're all about, because they've got a lot of issues, a lot of very serious mental issues.
That's good. You all pass.
You all, because every single goose-stepping one of them has exactly the same opinion. It's not their own opinion. You know, it's like the old Democrat Party line, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. And that definitely is a mantra of the Democrat Party today. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, Jonathan Capehart, journalist. And they're supposed to be deciding there who will become the chair of the DNC. Do you think they're going to choose based on race, based on genitalia, melanin levels? I'm guessing they probably will, because the Democrat Party, the party of Jefferson Davis and the Confederate States of America, it's not like they've become less racist over time. The Democrat Party is still home to every vile racist, virtually, in the United States of America. I guess there must be somebody living on a mountaintop somewhere that didn't vote Democrat that's a racist, too. And the Democrats love to call everybody racist because they think that shuts everybody up. Nobody ever reminds them who they are and what their history is. But it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Womp, womp, womp. So the Democrats, yeah, and that's it. They're still stuck back there. Kamala Harris lost, Donald Trump won, because everybody in America that didn't vote for Kamala Harris is a racist, which is what they said during the Barack Obama years, too. If you didn't vote for Barack Obama, the most radical left-wing, and we've had running for president, much less winning the presidency in the history of the country. But if you didn't support him, then it's the Democrats, again, the party of the KKK, say, well, that's because you're a racist. I don't think that's the case. Stop killing 40% of the black babies and the women and get back to me later. Amazing people, these people. Can you just say? Crazy man, crazy. Our Democrat Party. Yes, sir. Yeah, and I can't wait to get Tulsi Gabbard. We'll have to get to Tulsi Gabbard in the next hour because she was en fuego. And again, a Democrat until a minute ago, a Democrat member of the House of Representatives out of the great state of Hawaii. And she's still an Army Reserve officer. She is a veteran of combat zones and the Democrat Party so betrayed her. You may remember that Hillary Clinton accused her of being a Russian asset or a Russian agent while she's a U.S. Army officer. But apparently the U.S. Army was fine with her being a Russian asset. Never mind what people like Hillary Clinton say. Just remarkable stuff. All right, let's take another phone call, Michael. Let's go to let's go to Vince, calling from Stafford, Virginia. On line 7. My apologies. Yeah, our call screening program is on the fritz. We got some technical difficulties here today, but we will wrestle them to the ground. Vince, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
Good, good. My name is Vince. I've worked at National Airport for 40 years.
Wow.
And basically, I was an aircraft maintenance technician.
Uh-huh.
So I'm well familiar with dealing with ground control, with the tower,
uh-huh.
and communicating on radio frequencies. But I just want to add some insight. I have a tendency to talk a lot, but I'm going to try to talk as fast as I can and make it as brief as I can. First of all, National Airport is kind of unique. We all talk about the amount of flights inbound and outbound, but there's an oddity with National. It's what we call crunch time. In other words, between 7 a.m. in the morning and 9 a.m. in the morning, that's the busiest time. Airplanes are departing. Every airline wants to leave at the same time. And then you can go from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 3, and there's very, very little activity. But from 9 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock in the evening, that's another window, what we call crunch time, because you have quick turns, aircrafts that are arriving, turning quickly and departing, and you have terminators from all the different airlines arriving in that window to spend the night at National. So with that being said, anytime there's an incident, as what happened recently, a tragedy, there's always red flags. And there's always a lot of little issues that tend to create the big issue that creates an accident, unfortunately. We've been dodging a bullet for years dealing with traffic on the Potomac River, military versus commercial aviation. But in the tower, when you assign one person to talk to the military and at the same time communicate with commercial, be advised commercial aircraft operate on VHF frequency, and military operates on UHF frequency. So the point I'm making is that when ground or tower talks to a commercial aircraft, all the commercial aircraft are on a VHF or frequency. And that being said, they all hear each other. They hear each other. They know exactly what's going on. But when a military aircraft is operating on a UHF frequency, they don't hear. Commercial pilots don't have any clue of what's going on. They do not have UHF transceivers. Mm-hmm. So you have one person in a tower, supposedly, from what we're told, that's communicating on two different frequency bands at the same time, trying to control two different aircraft traveling at high rates of speed, very little margin for error.
Right.
So that is a red flag, there's no doubt. The other thing was identifying, the tower person asked to identify, can you see the CRJ? As I said, that's crunch time. And at nighttime, you're looking at beacons. Aircraft have anti-collision lights. And you're determining, is that the CRJ or is this the CRJ or what is that? There was never any clarification given on identifying visually an aircraft. And the person in the tower accepted what the helicopter crew said. On hindsight, perhaps if he or she would have said, Pat 25, hold your position, the whole thing could have been avoided until things finally calmed down.
Yeah.
But that did not happen, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, so, Vince, I was reading about what you're talking about, the military radio frequency versus the civilian radio frequency and the lack of communication. And you think that's where we're going to find the rub here. Is that correct, Vince?
I think, yes, Chris. I think that's going to be one part of it. I think when you talk red flags, that's going to be a major red flag right there, on operating on two different frequencies.
Yeah, big time. And then down number of people in the control tower down, and apparently a supervisor had sent, there were two people at this, control panel, and one was sent on break or something, and moments later. And what usually happens, Vince, in situations like this one, is that there were multiple failures that came together to create the catastrophe, and there wasn't a single aha, moment where you can point at that and say that caused it, because there will be three or four or five different elements that will be identified. And part of that may be the bureaucracy protecting itself, but I got to say NTSB is pretty good, and DOD is investigating too, and they want to get to the right answer, I think. And under Pete Hegseth, I think they will. And the Democrats are gone, so that ought to help. And we'll have to find out if there are any one-legged albino dwarves in the control room, in the control tower at the time.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored, and there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up.
Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Okay, a lot of people want to talk about a number of the topics that are in front of us today in the United States of America. We should go back to the telephones. There are a lot of great Americans on the phone. Let's go. This is kind of fun. Let's go to a great American calling from Moscow, Russia, which is in Russia, which used to be the USSR. Let's go to Bob calling from Moscow. Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Mr. Chris Plant. And what I want to suggest or talk about is what happened with the airplane and helicopter crash.
Yes.
It was a totally preventable issue. If policies and procedures were followed or had been written properly when they were short an air traffic controller, the airport should have been immediately put on flight delay status.
Like now, listen to you. Now, I've got to, because you called from Moscow and everything, and I'm going to blame Michael Piercy for running up against the clock here, even though it's my fault. But can you hang in there for a minute? Because I'd like to get back to you. Can you do that, Bob?
Yes, sir. I'll try.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.